Good evening. This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu launched the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan in the state from the State Civil Secretariat in India in Itanagar today. As a part of the program, Mr. Khandu handed over national flags to the representatives from vibrant villages of the state. The Chief Minister also flagged off a cyclothon on the occasion while interacting with media. Mr. Khandu said Tirangas are being sent from Itanagar to all the districts and border villages and will reach every houses of the state before the Independence Day celebration on 15 August this month. Speaking about the cyclothon, the Chief Minister said that it carries the message of Har Ghar Tiranga and to make people health conscious. Mr. Khandu also distributed certificates to the participants of the cyclothon. The three-day Chintan Shivir Kam Education Conclave 2024, organized by the Department of Education, Arunachal Pradesh, concluded today at DK State Convention Hall, Itanagar. While attending the day three of the conclave, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post said, the dialogue interaction with MLA colleagues, panchayat leaders and other elected officials have been incredibly valuable, providing insightful inputs for enhancing the education system in the state. In the post, the CM also stressed on the state government's long-term commitment to improve the education scenario by charting an effective roadmap for education sector in the region. Indian wrestler Ritika Hooda lost to top seed Aiperi Medet Kaizi of Kyrgyzstan in quarterfinals of women's 76 kg event at Paris Olympics. This comes after Ritika defeated Hungary's Bernadette Nagy in the round of 16 today. So far, India has won 6 medals, including 1 silver and 5 bronze medals. The 5th bronze medal came on Friday when wrestler Aman Sherawat produced a dominating performance to clinch a bronze medal in the men's 57 kg freestyle event. Union Minister of States Affairs and Sports, Dr. Manshukh Mandavia, has felicitated the Indian hockey team for their remarkable achievement in securing the bronze medal at the Paris 2024 Olympics in New Delhi today. Dr. Mandavia commended the team's dedication and hard work, noting that their outstanding performance on the global stage has filled the entire nation with pride. Interacting with the team, Dr. Mandavia said that the entire nation is proud of their achievement and this victory is a testament to their perseverance, teamwork and indomitable spirit. The Supreme Court yesterday rejected a plea to delay the 2024 NEET PG exam scheduled for tomorrow. The court said it would be unjust to risk the future of 2 lakh students while rejecting a petition that argued the assigned exam cities were too inconvenient for some candidates. The exam originally set for June 23 was postponed by the Union Health Ministry as a precautionary measure following reported irregularities in other competitive examinations. This year, the NEET PG exam for 2024 will be conducted at 500 exam centres across the country. The Indian Army Spears Corps Tuting hosted students from Kendra Vidyalaya yesterday for an engaging and informative interactive program. A total of 100 students from Kendra Vidyalaya were given a unique opportunity to explore various military equipment, including rifles, artillery guns and latest gadgets in the inventory of the Indian Army. The highlight of the event was an inspiring motivational lecture presented by Shorya Chakra awardee Havaldar Rishi Kumar Ray, who shared stories of bravery and his own experience. A maize sheller demonstration and distribution program Come Farmer Scientist Interaction was held at KVK Tawang today. The program was organized by Almora Uttarakhand-based ICAR Vivekananda Parvatiya Krishi Anusadhan in collaboration with KVK Tawang under NEH program of ICAR. A total of 16 farmers from remote villages of Tawang attended the program. Minister Industries Textile IPR Nyato Dukang along with MLA Larji Rigya Tania Soki took stock of all the ongoing infrastructure development and other centrally and state-sponsored schemes in the district today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.